All you golf fans out there already know this. Tomorrow, the Ryder Cup officially gets underway. The tournament is a big deal. A team of top U.S. golfers like Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth against their European counterparts like Rory McIlroy. It's America's turn to host this year, but the chosen course might surprise you. It's not in Florida or Georgia or California. It's in Minnesota. And the world's Jonathan Keeling is pretty stoked to have scored some tickets.
Certainly, golf is not what you think of first when you think of Minnesota. However, there's a great golf course just suburban Minneapolis, Hazeltine National. It's hosted PGA Championships. It's hosted a lot of golf's majors. And they made a play to host the Ryder Cup and got it. And it's actually a pretty unusual thing because the Ryder Cup is only played every other year. And it rotates between the U.S. and Europe. So it's only in the United States every 4 years. So for courses to get to have the Ryder Cup requires a lot of, you know, advertising, a lot of promotion, and a lot of convincing people that it's the right place. And Hazeltine really is a really nice golf course.
So how hard was it to get tickets for you and your dad to see this?
This was a pretty big deal.
Lottery kind of thing?
It's definitely a lottery. About 18 months ago, I discovered that the Ryder Cup was coming to Minneapolis, and my dad and I set out a plan that we were each going to enter the lottery, maybe enlist my brother, my uncle, so we can get as many entries as we could, and we ended up getting one of the entries that we put in the lottery won. It was actually my dad's. So almost a year ago, we bought tickets, and he received them in the mail several months ago. This morning, he actually texted me in a panic because it turned out he'd thrown the tickets away.
Oh, no.
But we were able to call the Ryder Cup folks, and they reprinted them, and we'll pick them up at Will Call Friday morning.
Whew. Yeah, big one there.
Yeah.
So this is a large tournament, a lot of spectators, and it's outdoors. What have you heard from officials in the Twin Cities about preparations for the crowd?
You know, they're doing a lot. It's actually in a particular suburb called Chaska, and they passed a whole special series of local laws pertaining just to the Ryder Cup. They've established this massive perimeter that extends several blocks beyond the golf course where no pedestrians or vehicles are allowed at all. In fact, the perimeter actually includes several neighborhoods, and residents of those neighborhoods are only allowed out of their house if they're in a vehicle that's been issued a special credential that shows they live in the neighborhood. So if you want to walk your dog, you better get in the car and take him to the dog park, because if they see you out, they're going to stop you. And they say the reason for this is terrorism. Originally, the Ryder Cup was held in odd-numbered years, but the event scheduled for 2001 was actually postponed out of concerns that the players would become targets. So it now plays in even-numbered years.
Yeah, so is there any specific threat that they're thinking about, or they're just being prepared?
You know, I haven't heard anyone talking about specific threats against the Ryder Cup, but there is so much talk about terrorism in the Olympics, terrorism in the World Cup. I think it's just something that goes with major global sporting events in this day and age.
Yeah, just the time we live in. So the tee-off is on Friday. You'll be there bright and early?
Yeah, my dad and I have made plans to catch a ride out to one of the shuttle pickup spots, ride a bus in, and be there in time for 7:30 first tee-off. So it's going to be early.
The world's Jonathan Keeling. Will you be tweeting there?
Oh, yeah.
Great. We'll look forward to it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Marco.
News headlines are coming right up here on The World.